7:40 at DWS. Dave Gentry, Elizabeth Hess, and Urbana Mayor Diane Marlin joins us this morning. Diane, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Glad to have you with us this morning.
Mayor Marlin, something we've been talking about since I believe we started interviewing you, and the former Landmark Hotel is being put up for auction beginning December 11th. Care to weigh in on how you'd like to see this play out?
Well, we're waiting to see what kind of bids come in, and we'll take it from there.
Now,
I would like to, in general, I would love to start looking at this area as a, you know, the bigger picture in that area, meaning the hotel, the mall, and all the city-owned parking lots. It's about a 9-square-block area in the heart of our downtown, and I really think for the long term, we need to be thinking in terms of how we can transform this entire area to meet the needs going forward.
I did not realize that as part of the agreement with the current previous owner is that he was going to get the conference center and the restaurant up to speed. What do you suppose is the holdup on those two things?
Well, he failed to do that. That was part of his development agreement, and that's why he paid back the roughly $1 million to the city of Urbana. That was part of the development agreement. I don't know why he failed to do that, but he did. And it's part of the reason the hotel just, you know, wasn't a success.
A couple of things that local volunteers for boards and commissions, you're always looking for them, but right now the city of Urbana is looking for people for Community Development Commission, Urbana Planning Commission, Market at the Square Advisory Board, people who want to get involved in local government. How can people do this?
Well, they can go to our website. If they go to the mayor's page, there's a link to a application, and they basically can fill that out, send it to my office, and we'll take it from there. But yeah, it's a constant, it's one of the things you do constantly is trying to find people to serve on our boards and commissions. We have in Urbana 13 or 14 boards and commissions, so we have a lot of spaces to fill. And again, and as you mentioned, one of the most important is the plan commission. And we're looking. We're also, I have a vacancy on the board for the Champaign County Housing Authority. I'm also looking for that as well.
And do you need experience or background in these type of things, or it's just a passion and a desire to get involved in local government?
Well, when we get applications, it depends on the board. But yeah, some of these boards, especially the Plan Commission, Housing Authority, you kind of want to look for people who have some experience in some of these areas, and also, you know, the ability to be objective and consider the material and consider the laws that we're operating under, and you know, use that as your guidelines. So yeah, we would love, you know, I would look for someone with some experience in some of these areas. But again, it's we look at each application and evaluate them. So yes, I encourage people who want to get involved. And I might add, it's a great way if you're thinking about getting involved in government and you want to do something for your community, but you're not ready to run for elected office. Serving on a board or commission is a very good first step. It lets you get your feet wet, start to understand how things work, and is a little less of a time commitment than some of the other elected positions. So it's a wonderful way for especially young people who want to start getting involved in local government.
That's a good point, that it's not as time-consuming, and you know, you can kind of take your time and learn a little bit about the people involved and what all's going with it.
Absolutely.
Reinstating the city administrator position, you call it a foundations for the future, part of your budget plan for the current fiscal year, and a little over a month ago, there was an executive search firm selected. Where are we in the process of filling that position?
The position has been announced. It's circulating. We're taking applications. I think the deadline is December 8th. So once that deadline is passed, then the firm will be evaluating the applications. And I expect we'll be interviewing in January.
Okay. And if you interview in January, are you hoping to have that person in place then by spring? Is that, would you say, a rough goal?
Yes, the sooner the better. But yes.
All right, some positive.
You know, it takes time. The process takes time. So, and we want to make sure we get the very best person we can for the job. So, yeah, I would hope by March or April. And if we can have this person in place within the first year, in my mind, that was my goal. So, I think we'll do it.
And your hope is that they stay a long time, which dovetails into my next positive story perfectly. Over 50 individuals were recognized for their years of service as employees of the city of Urbana, and it goes from 5 years all the way up to 35 years. What do you suppose, there's a long list there in the middle of 10, 15, 20. What do you attribute to the longevity of working for the city of Urbana?
Well, you know, we have great employees, and this is, working for a city is a wonderful job. And, you know, my goal is to make this the very best work environment in the area. I don't think we'll ever be able to pay top salary given our size, but, you know, it doesn't cost you anything to make the very best working environment. So that's what I'm working for. And, I appreciate the longevity. You just can't replace experience and perspective that you get with, you know, having been in a place 15 or 20 years. So people who have the history and the experience with the city and know the backstory is just invaluable.
We just had this in news a few minutes ago that Green Street and Lincoln Avenue, those lane closures are going to be opening up soon for the fall. That's got to be huge news coming up on holiday season as you want to increase travel through Urbana.
Oh my gosh, yes. And the good part of that project, or the last phase of the MCOR project, is Green Street from Busey Avenue in Urbana to Race Street. And that means that street will be reconstructed and it will become the main corridor from campus to downtown. And, of course, it delivers people right to the doorstep of Lincoln Square and the hotel, which makes it doubly important that we have something at the end of that street to draw people to our downtown. And that's what also makes this a real critical a place to focus on. But, yeah, I'm really very pleased with the construction. I know it's been very inconvenient for people, but it's worth it. It's worth it in the end.
All right. Good point. Mayor Diane Marlin of Urbana. Mayor, thank you for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Stay dry.
Oh, we're going to try. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Mayor.
Okay.
All right. See you next month.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you. We got more coming up on DWS.